Welcome to 51st Dates. I'm your host, Jolie Moore. I now know that hindsight is 20/20. This season, I'm going to share that wisdom with you. In every twice-weekly episode, I'm going to highlight one of my postcards from my Take Note, Stories of Narcissistic Abuse project and the unvarnished truth behind them. A lifetime of gaslighting and abuse are the reasons why my 51st Dates experiment was the unmitigated disaster that it was. I think it was kind of funny, a little bit tragic, but still a mess. Join me as I take on the task of finding out if my future self can forgive that person who lived through abuse and came out of the other side, still searching for a crazy, beautiful love story. Ready? Strap in. Let's go. Hi, it's Jolie Moore, and welcome to 51st Dates. It's Tuesday, and here we go with the latest. We're on card 19, and this one is titled, He Didn't Know My Name. After I left my 20-plus year marriage, my ex wrote me a letter asking me to come back. He got my name wrong. You know, look, if it didn't happen to me, I actually wouldn't believe it. So after I left, my ex made a bid. This is pretty weak, so I'm not even sure, to get me back. And he wrote me this long letter, which I'm sure I have somewhere. I probably sent it to my attorney. And it was like a long letter talking about the things he had done wrong, which were actually the things he'd done wrong and never admitted. And like he sabotaged a job once, I mean, stuff like that. And he did this whole thing about how, you know, he's the only person he's loved his entire adult life, yada, yada. And then he signed it. But when I went back to the first page to flip it over, I realized that he got my name wrong. And I'm thinking to myself, we've been married 20 years and you don't know my name? It's just so bizarre. And then later, like toward the end of the 3-4, whatever, year-long divorce process, I remember sitting with all these like back and forth emails from my attorney about the mortgage. And I'm like, why are you like emailing me and charging me about this mortgage? He's going to take over the mortgage. He needs to refinance. This is not brain surgery. I know I had done all of this stuff in the past, but clearly if a bank wants your money, they're going to assist you with this process. So I couldn't figure it out. And then eventually, I think his attorney was like, well, we just need to confirm your name. And I'm like, confirm my name? We are married. We have a marriage certificate. I filed for divorce, so my name is clearly available at the courthouse. Like, this is not hard. But he wasn't sure of my name. And I'm trying to look. I don't know. I mean, when I read about narcissistic abuse, which I try not to, honestly, because it's just so horribly depressing, I realize that when you look at other stories, of other women's stories, they talk about how their spouse really doesn't know them. And I know that. I know that he chose to or was oblivious to many, many facts about me. I talk about in the essay. So when I left, he was like, in addition to this letter, he was like, I'm going to get you gifts to get you back. Now, mind you, during the entire time we were married, he bought me maybe one or two gifts. I don't know. And I probably picked them out myself because he said I was too hard to shop for, or I already purchased for myself the things I wanted. I'm going to tell you, I'm not hard to shop for. It's just so weird. So let me go back. So he got me flowers. Well, you know, who knows? It was the second time he got me flowers. He once got me flowers in like 1990. Who the fuck knows what? So he got me flowers, jewelry from Tiffany, and don't get excited. It wasn't expensive. Socks, literally socks from Amazon. and a purse. I like designer purses. He did not get me a designer purse. He got me a, some yellow bag. I returned all of it, so I can't speak to any of it. Well, no, I can talk to So from Tiffany, I want to say he got me like a necklace or something. I don't know, but I went to Tiffany to return it and or exchange it. Actually, I just bought a gift for a friend. So I have a regular baby gift that I buy for all friends. It's a bank from Tiffany, probably costs $200 or $300. I'm not actually sure. The price has obviously gone up a lot over time, and I've been buying the same gift for 20 years. For everybody. I think they have four. So if you have more than four kids, you're out of luck, but none of my friends do. So each kid got a different bank for the people who had more than one. So I have a friend who had a second kid some years after the first. And I was like, oh, she needs a bank. Let me just turn in whatever this is and get the bank, pay for the difference and drop it off. Actually, this was right before COVID when I finally did the exchange. Because it was the last, which was the last, her and her dad were the last people I saw before the shutdowns. And I had to hand the gift like across the lawn because her parents are elderly. Anyway, so these are sort of the gift I got. And on the tote bag, I exchanged for some other like leather tote bag at a place actually called floto.com. You can look it up. This was the best he could do. The socks were just some generic socks from Amazon. I didn't keep them because I don't like synthetics, but I guess he wouldn't know that. So, I mean, all that to say that he just, not only did he not know anything about me, but he also didn't know my name. It's on the list of, oh my gosh, really? But that's kind of how it was. But on the topic of people knowing me, and my mother was the same. She was like, it's so hard to buy you gifts. So she'd buy me things that she wanted. And actually the both of them, I don't even know if I ever talked about this. When I ever bought them gifts, except for like a cherry desk, which I guess you can't destroy. They always broke, destroyed, or lost my gifts. I could never figure out what that was about. Some pathology that I'm not going to explore. But on the knowability factor, I think about this sometimes because my friends do buy me gifts occasionally for my birthday or just actually random gifts. So I had a friend who was staying with me briefly while she was traveling in Los Angeles. She used to live here. She doesn't have a place here. She was staying here. And when she left me like these lovely like lavender gifts that she got from a lavender farm somewhere in California. I'd have to actually look, but if you go north, I guess they have lavender farms. And it was like, I was like, this is so delightful. And I was thinking to myself, how does she know I love lavender? Like, I swear to God, we've never literally had a conversation with, you know what my favorite scent is for home goods? It's lavender. But I have another friend who recently sent me soap. I love soap. She sent me lavender soap for some other lavender field. I think this one in Colorado. And I was like, I love soap and I love lavender, and this is such a great gift. I love things beyond lavender. I have another friend who bought me this lovely pearl necklace. And yes, that was a very, very generous gift. And I absolutely love it. I love pearls. I love red, pink gold. I love simple, elegant things like that. And it was the perfect gift. I could go on and on, but friends I've had who have not been married to me, have not lived with me, and for the most part have known me a shorter period of time than my ex, have absolutely no problem spending time with me and obviously not living with me, but purchasing gifts or purchasing items or knowing enough about me to know what I want. I have another friend, we're talking about potatoes. Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I didn't grow up eating potatoes. I actually hate potatoes. I don't understand potatoes or why anybody would ever eat a potato. If given the option, don't want potatoes, don't want fries, don't want chips, don't want it. And I was talking to a friend and she's like, where are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm out somewhere. And she's like, you know, that place only has potatoes. She's like, what are you going to do? And I'm thinking to myself, we don't talk about potatoes every day. And despite the fact that I maybe told her once 15 years ago that I don't like potatoes, she remembered it and pointed out that I was at some restaurant that I may not enjoy because it was potato heavy. And so I realize with therapy and thinking about the number of friends I've had over the years that I'm eminently knowable. And the fact that my mother and my ex weren't that interested in knowing me was 100% their loss. I'm Julie Moore, and this has been 50 First Dates, the podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope you'll share, rate, and review it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others find the crazy, beautiful love stories that I like to share. Also, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. If you'd like to know how this project started, my memoir, 50 First Dates, is available wherever books are sold. A link is always included in the show notes. I'm also a romance writer. If you want to know more about my books, please visit joliemoore.com for more information. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Substack at XO Jolie Moore. The essays accompanying these postcards are available on Substack. You can also follow me on all social media at the same handle, XO Jolie Moore. Thanks for listening, and I'll be in your ears very soon.